You should know, right now, that I'm a liar. They're usually little lies. Tiny lies. Barely lies. Not so much lies as lie adjacent. Case in point, I lied to get my friends out here tonight. I told them there'd be food. There's no food. But isn't it more important for us to enjoy Lake Isabella together in the middle of the night than it is to sit at home? Plus, I need photos of the stars. You done yet? Luis emphasizes the T in yet so hard it almost sounds like a threat. You didn't bring any snacks like you said. I'm starving. I take a second to squint through my camera's viewfinder, adjusting my tripod slightly and focusing on the dark sky sprinkled with tiny specks of light. The universe, the abyss, the proof that existence is bigger than us. Awestruck, I stare at the twinkling black velvet unrolled in front of me and think, this matters so much more than that thing I said about there being food here. How can you be hungry? I ask, not looking at him. It's after midnight. Exactly. I haven't eaten in hours, Luis snaps. And out of the corner of my eye, I see him put his hands on the back of his head, clearly frustrated. Homegirl spends over an hour trying to get a good picture of the sky. Hari looks up from reviewing the photos on his own camera, the newest Nikon. I totally covet it, even though my own Nikon does its thing just fine, and shrugs. She's almost done, man. And hey, why aren't you taking any photos? This can count for our art assignment, you know. Luis scoffs. Yeah, but I already took some dope photos at the beach. My assignment's done. Been done. At that, Marcus pulls back from his camera too. Let me guess, a selfie? Luis strikes a pose, showing off his arm muscles. Mira, I am a work of art after all. We groan. Anyway, don't you guys think it's gonna be a little weird if you all submit the same photo for class? Marcus wrinkles his nose. This isn't just for class. This is portfolio work to show off my range. Luis makes a face at Hari, and they both laugh. Man wants to show off the range. Marcus shrugs. Hate on me all you want, but I'll remember this when I'm a rich, globe-trekking photographer and you're begging me for a gig. Can we focus here? I ask. The sooner you let me get what I need, the sooner we're done. Fine, but all I gotta say is, of course Hari defended you. That earns Luis a quick, and well-deserved if you ask me, jab in the side from Hari. The insinuation causes heat to creep up my neck, and I stare into my viewfinder to avoid looking at anyone. If I don't make eye contact, maybe they'll all be quiet. Ow, cabrón! Shut the hell up then, Hari mutters. Make me. For some reason, that makes Marcus bust out laughing, even though it wasn't even funny. A triumphant grin spreads across Luis's face. If you're gonna keep complaining, stupid, you can just walk your sorry ass home. Then I square my eyes at Marcus. And don't encourage him, idiot. Marcus widens his eyes at Luis like they're in on some secret Hari and I aren't, and I suddenly regret so much that I invited them all out tonight.
I'd been wondering if we might want to go camping out in Joshua Tree sometime to really enjoy the stars, sans light pollution, but forget that. I'll go alone.
Jeez, relax, Kat, Marcus says, a smirk tugging at his lips. And that annoys me even more.